A lot of people, like they say, we're in a recession. People say, no, we're in the depression. And the news always don't tell us the truth, you know. You have to find out with people by word of mouth, people that really been there, they can tell you the truth, you know. And a dream, during a war of a time of crisis in the States, a time of crisis where the poor people were put like in a big piece of land, and it's a big fence, barbed wire fence all around to keep those poor people in there. And that was like their own little town, but it wasn't a town. I remember going in there like if I used to do it like every day or every other day or often. I wasn't in the fence, I was outside. I was in the freedom side. And I remember people in there were hungry. And I remember I had a big roasting pan, the one you bake the turkey in, the mm-hmm. big blue pan.
Yeah.
I had white beans, I had red beans, white rice, and boudin sausage cut up in little.
Now you make me hungry.
Yeah, yeah. That's real Cajun Creole cooking, New Orleans, you know.
Yeah.
So I had that in the big pan, the big red beans, the rice, and the sausage. And I was going towards there, and I see this lady, and she looked like Creole, maybe black, maybe French people. Sometimes they're black and dark also. Anyway, the lady come, she's kind of heavy-set lady, very pretty lady. And she had like three little boys. They were like 5, 8, 10, something like that.
Oh, I remember this story.
And they had a fence, a bench along the fence. And she come up to me, like she knew I was coming, like she knew me, like she come to help. She said, come, I'll help you carry it. And she said, I'm so glad you made it today. She said, we haven't eaten all day yet. And then she put the pan like a picnic table like that. And she served me first a bowl of rice and beans and sausage, you know, a little bowl like that. And she served her little boys and herself. And we're talking. And then I looked to take me a little bit more, and it was all gone. They had ate it all. The kids were hungry. They were hungry, and she was hungry too.
Yeah.
So it was all gone. So when I looked, I said, oh, it's okay. Oh, she said, we were hungry. We hadn't eaten since yesterday all day, you know. We're so glad you made it today. Apparently, I used to go, but not every day. I don't know. That's the way she said. And then down the street, it wasn't like a street, like an alley. And I saw men, young men and older men and ladies on each side of the street with a little bowl. They were begging for food, not for money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's poverty.
Yeah.
People, they were waiting. And I said, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. But the lady, she knew I was going, so she was there to get me first, see, with her little boys, you know. I said, I'll be back tomorrow. She said, okay, and I guess other people came and bring them stuff, you know. But they were having a little bowl like that and asking for food. Not that you see people on the street, they want for money.
Yeah.
Give them food, no, they already ate. They don't want the food, they want money. But in my dream, the people were begging for food, not money.
Yeah.
And this was real bad. As I went on over there further, I saw... it's very sad, I hate to say it, very sad. They had a cow giving birth to a little calf. And she couldn't help herself because she was giving birth to her little calf, you know? A little baby cow, wouldn't want to call it a calf, right? And there were a pack of wolves ready to attack her.
Oh my God.
Ready to attack her. And further on, I see Ray... And his wife, Ray's a doctor, you know, Ray,
your cousin.
Ray,
yep.
And Raylene, she's a nurse. And they were further in front of me. Because see, when they had things that happen in like that, Ray goes and helps the people because he's a doctor, you know. He volunteers his work and he goes. You know, he had a plane before, but now he just flies. You know, he sold his plane, you know.
Yeah.
And he volunteers people to go help people that's injured, you know. And yeah. Raylene, they do that, yeah. You know. They, anyway, and I called him. I said, Ray, come here quick. I said, what, Theodora, what? And said, look, come and help me chase these wolves away. The cow, the babe, the mama cow is having her baby. And the wolves are ready to attack her. The time was so much poverty that animals were eating animals. That's how bad it was. And then they came to help. And then I woke up. I said, oh, my God, what a dream.
God.
What a dream.
Intense.
What a dream.
What a...
Yeah.
Ooh.
And
it's
I
like,
told...
That's like a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't see movies like that when I'm saying you're on television. No, this is true. I didn't imagine it, like, I didn't see the people ugly or bleeding, no. I just saw them begging for food. You said, it's a bowl of rice, whatever they could get. And then they were on tents, all torn down, like old broken garages that they put up themselves, like a hobo jungle, worse than a hobo jungle. But it was a long, long street. And further on down the way, there was the animals way back there. And they were all hungry. Like what I said, in my dream that I dream, I call that dream, I have dreamed of poverty like you've never seen before. People were begging for food, not money. Whenever you, if ever you have any money, safe, or gold or jewelry, people are not going to want to ask you for anything. Money, you won't be able to buy anything with money. Money is going to be worthless. The only thing that'll be of value is diamonds and jewelry and gold. People will buy that because that they can buy food with that. Paper money are going to be worth nothing. See?
Right.
It's when you have a piece of gold, hang on to it. A diamond, hang on to it. Because you never know. Even you might have a little crisis here and there. Oh, I'm going to go take it to a pawn shop, get $200-$300. And in 4 months, I'll get it out, you know. That's good too. Having a good piece of gold or silver is like having money in the bank, really, if you don't have a job and thing. Because I've had a hard time myself that it can help you out of any situation. If you buy a good piece of gold or something and you save it for keepsake, and
yeah.
It's good too. It's good,
yeah.
Like a crystal diamond is good, brings you good luck, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my dream of... I call it my poverty dream, and I don't tell that to people because people say, oh, they're never going to happen like that. You're crazy or this and that, you know. But I can tell you.
Well, I have a feeling it is happening in certain parts of the world. We just don't hear about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you don't hear about it. I know.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I know. And I dream. Oh, my God. I had a lot of dreams. I had a dream. I had a lot of. I had that we were.